Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. I always say it's such and such a day, and you know what that means, but like we never know what that means. Because today, I was not expecting to hear that Samoa Joe has been released from WWE. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And he's not the only one. As of right now, it looks like Samoa Joe, Chelsea Green, Tucker, Kalisto, Bo Dallas, Wesley Blake, Billy, Peyton, and Mickey James. I'm going to talk a little bit about this after the break, but they're gone, and maybe there will be more. I don't know. Usually when it's the day that they cut people, this, by the way, the one-year anniversary of when they cut a whole bunch of people in the middle of a pandemic. But I'm going to get to that in a moment as well, because I have something to say about that. But anyway, they've been cut, and usually when there are going to be multiple cuts, they don't announce your name until they've at least contacted you, usually. So there may be more to come. Like, people might have their phones off right now. But anyway, that's the list as of right now. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. We also have AEW last night, if you want to talk about that show. The Young Bucks heel turn. They had a fabulous match in the opener. And a lot of other fun stuff as well. And some things that I have no idea what's going on, such as 85,000 people interfering in multiple matches. But we'll get to that. We got the NXT numbers from Tuesday, 805,000 viewers. So they actually did better than they did last week with a takeover on free television. So we'll tell you about that and plenty more. In the final segment of the show, about a month ago, Dirty Ron was on the show talking about the fundraiser he's doing for his film. And the fundraiser is about to come to an end. They got a long way to go. Dirty Ron is back to tell you why you should donate a few bucks towards this. Great guest. We'll have him on at the end of the show. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Nissan believes you deserve a car that thrills you. So we have to ask, does your car thrill you? When you hit the pedal, do you get something back? A chill in your spine? Goosebumps on your goosebumps? When you take off, do your fingers tighten around the steering wheel? Does your heart beat in your stomach and your breath catch in your chest? Does driving make you feel alive? Because it should. And if your car doesn't thrill you, ours will. This is the new Nissan.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So yes, at this moment, and there may be more, at this moment, this is the list of people that have been released from WWE today. Samoa Joe, Chelsea Green, Tucker, Kalisto, Bo Dallas, Wesley Blake, Billian Payton, and Mickie James. I could talk for hours here. First off, it is the one-year anniversary of when they cut God only knows how many total, because we never found out, but it was wrestlers and agents and folks in the office, like across all departments. They just went nuts. May have been as many as 100 people they cut last year because they were in a pandemic. And these were not people that were making, like, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And long story short, as we fast forward to the earnings reports and everything like that, WWE in 2020, in the middle of a pandemic, they made more money than they'd ever made ever in any year of all time, going back to 1963. Because a few things. Number one, they had been touring, and they were doing house shows that were drawing so little that many of these house shows were losing money. So by canceling house shows that lose money, you got more money coming in. And of course, they have these gigantic television deals, and so they just were making so much money. I mean, there was zero, 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 zero reason to cut anybody in the middle of a pandemic. In fact, if you look at all of the other wrestling companies in the world, every single one of them, for the most part, didn't cut anybody. You could maybe count on one hand the number of people that got cut from various places for various reasons. But for the most part, every other company in the world kept everybody under contract. And none of them are making the money that WWE is making. Well, here we are in 2021. The company is now making even more money. They just did the Peacock deal. So, like, they're going to make far and away the most money they've ever made, ever, all time, all their lives this year. But it's time to do some cuts. Budgetary reasons. Samoa Joe, Chelsea, Tucker, Kalisto, Bo Dallas, Wesley Blake, Billian Payton, Mickie James, probably more to come. And, I don't want to... I mean, I guess I kind of have to point out that some of these are more baffling than others. I mean, for example, I mean, when's the last time anybody saw Bo Dallas? They weren't doing anything with... Bo Dallas has been paid for, like, years, and I don't think they've used him. So that one is less surprising than, for example, Samoa Joe! Imagine not knowing what to do with Samoa Joe. Now, I mean, maybe Samoa Joe just couldn't get cleared and they couldn't have him wrestle anymore. I mean, maybe that was what happened. But, bro, this guy was a great commentator. I mean, I'm not asking for Byron Saxton to be cut, but Byron Saxton is employed as an announcer and they got rid of Samoa Joe. Now, in a perfect world, I would not want anyone to be cut, even Bo Dallas. I mean, listen, you guys can't come up with one idea for Bo Dallas. He's the brother of the Fiend. All of this wacky stuff you do with the Fiend. I mean, somebody, I'm sure some fan out there, could think of something to do with Bo Dallas. But we have to cut these people. Don't know what to do with any of them. And what's funny about it, not funny, it's actually sad, but it's something that we've talked about many times. I mean, I mean, you could come up with a million ideas for Bo Dallas, for crying out loud. Listen, Billy was not the best wrestler in the world, okay? She probably may have been the worst wrestler on the active roster in WWE. However, Billy and Peyton together were an act that a lot of people liked. And if Billy is not a great wrestler, you can put her in the ring and she can be very limited, and then Peyton can carry the heavy load. And you've got another women's tag team. How many times do we have to see Nia and Shayna against Dana and Mandy on Raw? 1,000 times? Because there's like no women's tag teams? Well, you had a potential women's tag team here, Billy and Peyton, but you had the brilliant idea to break up best friends, send them their separate ways, not have any idea what to do with them as singles, and then fire them. Maybe you could have just kept them together, and they could have done tag team matches. I know. I mean, we've got, Tucker. Remember when Otis and Tucker were like a very popular tag team that people liked? And they liked Tucker, and they liked Otis, and they liked them together as a team. Well, you broke them up, then you couldn't figure out anything to do with Tucker, and then you decided that Otis needed to be a bad guy. Is Otis better now as a bad guy? Anybody? So anyway, I look at all of these, and I don't know why anybody had to be cut, but they had to be cut because, God forbid, we need to make some money this year. Anyway, there's probably more to come, but I don't know what you want me to do. It's not my company. Any comments, Mike, on these cuts, these drastic needed cuts here in the middle of 2021?
Well, you know, when it comes to Bo Dallas, I guess he had already announced his intention to retire and move to a farm with Liv Morgan. So that cut is not a surprise whatsoever. Mickie James.
He decided to retire from a business that wouldn't use him in any way.
It's true. But at least, you know, he made his intention, so I'm not really surprised by that one at all. Mickie James, kind of the same way, you know, married to Nick Aldis. They used her for the Royal Rumble. Haven't used her again since, so that one's not a surprise either. You mentioned what the ridiculous part about Tucker and Billy Kay and Peyton Royce is, which was they should have never broken up Billy and Peyton when they discovered that Billy and Peyton would be not good together as a team, and you weren't going to do anything with Peyton. Why not just put them together? Tucker, you had turn on Otis, and then you had Otis turn, and Tucker was chasing around the 24/7 title. I hate to say it, but I'm not shocked by this at all. Same thing with Chelsea Green. But it's like, okay, you're not using Chelsea Green. You're also using Santana Garrett as well as many other women. You know, is this just going to be the tip of the iceberg when it comes to some of those women? And as far as the men go, you know, they have a lot of people. I don't want to see anybody get cut either. With that said, all right, you're not going to use Kalisto for anything? Fine. You know, let him go. Let him try something else. Same thing with Wesley Blake. Great. But what about Aleister Black? What about Murphy? What about people that seem to either not want to be there or would really like to do more and get out and do something else? Are you going to continue to be spiteful and hold those people under contracts, people that absolutely don't want to be there? So I don't know. Samoa Joe is the name that I don't care if you couldn't use him in the ring as an announcer or in the ring as a wrestler. And you weren't big on him as an announcer. If that was it, you're telling me he can't train anybody? You're telling me he can't be an asset to your team in some sort of way? I mean, at the very least, understand that this guy is going to be an asset in AEW, New Japan Strong, Ring of Honor, anywhere this guy decides to go, and at the very least, be an ambassador or a representative that just shows up on shows. Just his presence is going to get people to show up on shows, is going to get people interested in tuning in, at least for the short term. How they couldn't find a position for Samoa Joe, I don't know, but they're going to hand him off to somebody else, and he's going to benefit them greatly. I really
believe
that.
Well, on that subject, can I say something here?
Absolutely.
Because we got a really really friendly chap here. Oh,
yeah.
You can never fire anybody, Brian. Is WWE supposed to employ everybody forever? Dude, well, first off, we didn't fire one single person in the middle of the pandemic. Not one.
He's fired me six times behind the scenes.
Rob is not working right now, but he was never hired. He was on a per-day basis. But anyway, point of this is, dude, yeah, they can release people if they want, but it's not even about they're releasing people right now that they don't have to release. Did you listen to anything that I said? They released a guy doing commentary that was better than almost everybody else doing commentary.
Wait,
and he
out.
May have been better than everyone. Hold on. Hold on. And furthermore, as I rattle down these names right here, what was my point? My point was we see the same thing on every Raw, every SmackDown. Rematch, 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 rematch. How about you use some of these people here? So this show isn't so boring and repetitive. Back in a moment, Observer Live. I'm brave, I'm strong,